Yes.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm so happy for so many reasons. First of all, it's Friday.
It is Friday.
Secondly, you didn't get fingered yesterday.
I'm sorry?
You must have gotten away with it somehow. I told everybody, all the folks at home, how you were down at the Burbank Police Department and yet another lineup, and that you might get fingered, which for some reason you were hoping would happen.
Fingered? That's a lot to be hit with first thing. Wow.
You don't remember any of that yesterday,
do you?
I don't,
no.
Oh, yeah.
That's strange.
You were down there in a lineup again. It's all good. Don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Super annoying. Super annoying.
Well, maybe next time you'll get fingered. That'll be nice.
I wish you'd stop saying that word.
You know, when they point you out, that's him, officer. Help, help.
Okay, good.
That's the guy.
I don't like that word. Ever.
Yeah.
For any circumstance.
How about moist?
Ever.
Nope.
I don't hate that word either, but don't put those two together. That's all I'm saying.
It's a good plan.
Let's talk about today's show, shall
Alrighty.
We?
Alrighty.
Between 5 and 7 o'clock every Friday, we do our All Request Fest.
Yeah. It's going to be loud.
Which is good times, and you never know what you're going to hear.
Boy, that's true.
We are going to talk about psychics.
Okay. All right.
Do you believe in psychics?
I believe they exist. I don't think they do much good, though.
Well, that's the question that we will ask, because a lot of people really, really like make decisions based on
they
psychics.
Sure do.
So we're going to want to talk.
You ever
to
gone
you
to one?
4 o'clock.
Had
hour.
Your fortune
only,
told?
I've only gone to one as a joke.
Mm. I went very seriously. I'll tell you about
Did
that.
Did you?
Later.
Okay.
Big time. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Alex Jones' lawyer is falling asleep in court. That's hilarious.
Man, oh man,
that's hilarious.
He needs a pillow.
Ever going to play One American Dollar?
Oh, yeah, cool. I think this one is you and I love this subject, so I'm hoping maybe you'll finally win that shiny dollar.
Listen, we both know I'm not going to, so let's just let that go. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
The title track from his new EP, The Cage, Billy Idol. That's going to be out September 23rd, and, you know, he's going to be doing a residency at the Cosmopolitan. You've never stayed there?
I've never stayed there, no.
I heard so many good things about that place.
I have, too.
Really want to go one of these days. He's going to be doing 5 shows at the Chelsea in Las Vegas. Billy Idol on KLOS.
Be worth it to see him.
Hell yeah.
Time for One American Dollar.
Yeah! Today's the day you're going to win.
I've never won.
You're going to take this dollar and you're going to go to Vegas and you're going to lose it on roulette.
Sluggo has won twice and I have won 0 times.
And amazingly, I haven't cheated. If I had cheated, I probably would have admitted by now because I've spent the money.
I doubt it.
You're never going to get that money back.
But, all right, so how many guesses do I get? Wait, what's the topic?
The topic is something you and I both love.
Okay.
The movies, 1970s movies, and it's the top 10 grossing films of that particular decade. From January 1st, 1970 to December 31st, 1979.
It's so weird because you immediately think of the movies you like.
Sure, of course.
And those might not be the ones.
No, I know. When I did this, kind of not looking very carefully, I got quite a few of them right off the bat and then started hit the mud. But I think you're going to, I'm so sure you're going to win this one. I'm going to, I was thinking 6, but you got to get 5.
6? Are you insane?
You really want that dollar.
Well, come on. Let's make it reasonable.
All right. 5 right out of the top 10 of the best.
How many guesses?
Let's say 8 altogether.
Wow. All right.
These are the movies that made a hell of a lot of money in the 1970s. And I guarantee you've seen every single one of them.
All right. I have the first one that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Is Godfather.
The Godfather.
Yes.
Now, I have to get the right sound effect here so I don't accidentally... There we go.
All right. I got
that is one of them. That is 6 on the list.
Okay. I'm going to guess. See, here's where you go. Was Godfather 2 in the 70s or was it early 80s?
These are things you have to ask yourself.
I'm going to say Godfather 2.
Godfather 2 is such a huge movie. One of the only ones that did so well as a sequel.
Exactly. Thank you.
Not in the top 10.
Was it in the 70s?
It was in the 70s. Mm. It's on the list somewhere. I can't see it because Grandpa's
what
really old here.
What else was big in the 70s?
But it's not here. So that's one
punk rock
down.
Disco. Saturday Night Fever!
Saturday Night Fever!
Thank you!
What? It's not on the list. Actually, it's 20, which surprised me as well. I thought that would be on the list.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now what do I guess?
You're kind of screwed. Now think 1970s. You would go to, well, I'm gonna throw out a
Apocalypse Now.
Here you would say the Chinese. Is that one of your guesses?
No. I said
good, because I'm glad it wasn't.
Okay, good.
Because that's what you would have heard.
Good.
I'm glad you didn't hear that.
Yeah,
I don't want you to hear that sound.
Good.
Because no, it's not.
Wow.
Look at that. Ladies and gentlemen, a freebie. It's like I'm dealing them a free card, free hand.
The original Halloween was then.
The original Halloween. What a great movie
Thank
that was.
You.
Didn't really do that well, though. I don't think you want to guess that.
Oh, okay.
I
That's
don't
not
think
my guess,
you do.
Though.
Wow, you're getting down
what
to the wire.
What is happening?
All right, I'll give you one hint.
Okay.
And you got to think about it a little more. I could give you a couple of hints, but I'll give you one here. Just one. Pew, pew! It was the biggest movie of the damn decade. What are we
Star
still
Wars. See?
Thank you! Ding, yes. Ding, 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 ding!
Wow, thank you. And you gave that one away. Did All I right. say Apocalypse Now?
No, you did not. Yeah, I don't think you want to.
Okay, did I, you, don't, did. I don't. Yeah, no, don't. I didn't. Yeah, I didn't.
You don't.
No.
I can't give any more hints. I sure want to. There's so many on
Dirty.
Here.
Yeah.
There's one that we have quoted so often in this little studio from time to time.
When was this? Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters? That's 1984.
All right, shut up. I'm trying to think. Got me on the spot here. The one that we quote all the time. Animal House.
Animal House. Wow. You're very good.
Animal House.
But indeed, that is absolutely correct.
Is it on? Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it is. Yeah.
So I got three.
So you got this. Yeah. Animal House is number 8.
Okay.
Number 9 of the biggest money makers of the 1970s.
See, now I'm just trying to think of movies.
Domestic box office.
Taxi Driver.
I'm going to have to give you a buzz on that one. Are you saying that?
No. No, I'm not saying
that. Wow.
I was just thinking out loud.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, How to Cheat 101.
Dirty Harry.
Yeah. What a good film. Not on the list. All right, you ready for this? You're going to kick yourself in the ass.
Yeah.
Underneath Your Blazing Saddles is number 10. The one you got, Animal House, was number 9.
Dumb.
Dude, the one that I was trying to tell you, and it's just here, I have to give you a hint.
No, you don't have to mock.
No, I know, because I didn't get this either. I couldn't even believe this one. This one just blew me away.
Breaker one.
What?
It's a bandit, it's a snowman out there.
Is Slinky and the Bandit?
Number 8.
Half on me. Blow
I do remember every time I went to see this damn movie, it was sold out. And it was on, played for like a year and a half.
Hey, Bandit. Me and Fred got a question.
What do you and Fred want?
How come we doing this?
Well, why not?
Well, they said it couldn't be done.
Well, that's the reason, son.
Wow.
Number 8.
Listen, if I would have even thought of that movie, which I didn't, I would have never thought it was top 10.
Me either. I never would have guessed
really?
It.
Really? It's a lovely day for an exorcism.
Exorcist.
Is number 7.
Come on.
You got The Godfather, that's number 6.
Yeah.
You Will Believe a Man Can Fly.
Superman?
It was number 5.
Was in the 70s?
Yeah, it's 1978.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. One of my favorite movies. I love this movie, and I didn't think of it. The Sting. I love that movie.
Totally forgot about The Sting.
Great movie.
I love that movie, too.
Here's one I never would have guessed. Grease.
No.
And I was going to say My First Date movie, I've told you a few times.
Yeah, that's true.
No. Jaws.
Oh, Jaws.
Jaws
right.
was the...
Oh, Jaws.
Yeah, that was number 2.
Forgot about Jaws, and I didn't get anywhere near number 1?
No, yeah, number 1 was Star Wars.
It was Star
I gave you a little
You
ass
gave me the
distance.
Exact... Wow.
Well, hell, I really thought I'd give you a buck.
I'm going to have to start paying you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Happy Friday unto thee, sir.
Yes, to you as well.
Woohoo!
Alex Jones is a name who's back in the news now. He's on trial for making false claims about Sandy Hook School massacre in 2012. He said it was a giant government setup. They were all actors.
Total lie.
And
he
no
said,
one died.
Never happened.
Right.
Yeah, and then he got, how much was the first round?
$50 million.
Woohoo!
That was the first round. This
Top
is the
up,
second
buddy.
Round. Now they're in Connecticut.
Yep.
And they're trying to decide how much he's supposed to get. And Alex Jones's lawyer fell asleep during the trial.
He's been up all night praying to God to forgive him for defending this guy. Stay awake.
I don't want
really?
Alex Jones to have an out.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, because his lawyer fell asleep.
Right.
And then at another point, he was trolling him on, he was going through Twitter.
His lawyer.
His lawyer.
He was just like, I wonder what's going on Twitter. This guy's totally guilty.
they know what he tweeted.
What did he tweet?
Because they narrowed it down to the time.
Yeah.
So Governor DeSantis in Florida sent a couple of planes with 50 migrants from Venezuela.
Yeah.
And they sent them to Martha's Vineyard.
Where they took good care of them.
Yes.
First of all, they said they were lied to on how they got on the plane.
They said they would get prizes.
Yeah.
And they didn't give the people in Martha's Vineyard heads up.
Nope, they showed up.
Awful situation.
They taught them a lesson.
So this guy, during the court case, is looking at this thing, and he's like, and he tweeted out, this is going to be fun to watch.
Oh, that's what that... I kept seeing people say that. I didn't know where that came from.
That's what
that's
it is.
Where it
it's
came
Alex
from.
Jones's lawyer commenting on the Governor DeSantis case.
Moments before he laid his head down on the table right. with a MyPillow.
And fell asleep.
What the hell is going on?
And he's tweeting. What?
Oh, this is going to be fun to watch.
What's happening?
Wow.
We do this feature so we can feel better about ourselves.
It's true.
Because we're not this dumb.
No, not this dumb.
But some people are dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Man who married 53 women in 43 years. Quote, was looking for stability. A 65-year-old man from Saudi Arabia became the talk of the town after it was revealed that he had married 53 different women.
Only in Saudi Arabia can you get away with that.
Abu Abdullah uh-huh. married his first wife when he was only 20 years old.
20.
She was 26.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Yeah, and at the time, that's all he needed. And then mm-hmm. he had children together with her. Mm-hmm. And then he started having problems. And as soon as he started having problems...
He decided it's time for another woman.
He added another 50. Wife. Became a polygamist.
Uh-huh.
Then as problems
started... That's big of me. That's big of you. Let's both be big for a change.
Then as problems started arising between the two spouses...
Well, of course!
He took a third. And a fourth.
Like you do.
Then they were all arguing, so he went back and he...
built a harem.
Divorced.
Uh-huh. Oh, the first one?
1, 2, 3, and 4.
Wow, that'll teach him. Hmm. And the kids just, he pushed him out into the desert and said,
I imagine so. Yeah. It doesn't say. This guy insists that of the 53 women.
53!
That he married.
Wow.
The shortest one was only for one night. However, he insisted that none of them was a joke. They were all traditional weddings. Apparently, all he was trying to do was find a woman who would make him happy in his life.
You're doing it wrong, buddy.
And I would like to suggest maybe you need to make yourself happy in life first. Because you're putting yourself on 53 different women.
I mean, if that's like every one of them is a traditional proper wedding, that is way too much wedding planning, man. That is like, I mean, what?
Maybe he's doing it for the wedding gifts.
Oh, I think it's time to add a wife or 50 to the...
This guy's not so dumb.
No, turns out.
People are smart. So much interest in the royal family lately.
Mm. Yeah, I guess.
I just saw this headline. The King Charles will retire next year.
So he's going to do it for a year, make $1 billion, and then check out.
According to a psychic who reads his
book. Oh, no. Who does what?
What?
What'd you say? Reads
according
what?
According to a psychic.
Yeah, right.
Who reads asparagus?
Reads asparagus, you said? Asparagus?
She takes asparagus.
And, okay.
And then she throws it up in the air.
Okay.
And then however it lands.
The stalks of asparagus.
Yes.
That's how she comes to her conclusion about the future. Mm-hmm. Is it cooked? Does it splat?
It doesn't say if it's cooked. It doesn't say.
Wow, what the hell led her to that?
It doesn't look cooked. According to this article, a psychic who predicted the queen's death last week.
Oh, now that's not easy to do.
Oh, well.
No, that's pretty amazing. Whoa.
She's 96.
Whoa.
And a bunch of other, like, royal family small-time stuff.
Sure.
She supposedly is getting credit for calling that.
Slow news day, right?
Yes. The 65-year-old's inkling for the queen's death was influenced earlier this year when she noticed that some spears of the vegetable had formed the shape of a broken crown. And that meant there was going to be great sadness. Oh. Now, listen...
You know, she'd just stop spilling her asparagus on the ground.
Right?
She'd stop seeing the
future.
Hang
on to it. Then she wouldn't. Now, listen. Mm-hmm. We know that there's no one out there that believes in psychics who read asparagus. I'm guessing. But I guarantee there are people out there who do make plans, according to a psychic.
Oh, yes.
Make plans or have decisions influenced.
Sure.
Somehow use a psychic.
Right.
To help them navigate life.
Now, I would imagine there's got to be... I think that of all the weird stuff in the world that we know about, that we talk about, that we go through, there's got to be some behind the scenes, maybe a long time ago, maybe super rare truth to it. But I've never run into it. I've gone out of my way sometimes. I had some friends back when I was like 19. We used to make fun of everything. We hated everything.
Right.
We knew it was all a joke. Life is just ridiculous. It's all BS.
Right.
One of them went to a psychic. came back. It's the best thing ever. She told me that.
Wait, this person was with you before?
One of our friends. One of our close. No way. Everything is crap.
She was cynical before she went.
Super cynical.
She goes. She comes back hyper.
Ended up talking one of my other friends, who's even more cynical, into going. She comes back.
You know, she's pretty amazing, actually. She's pretty incredible.
All right, so that we're looking for you if you think she's incredible.
And I'm like, oh,
818-955-KLOS. Now,
I went down to see her. I went to see her myself.
Did.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, quite all right. She was totally full of crap. She was just
really
ridiculous. She saw I had long hair. She goes, now I'm getting into an impression that you're in music. You have something to do with music. And there was like something else, a couple of things like that. She's like, I'll burn a candle for you and I'll be able to see. It's going to be $50 more. And I'm like, how do they not see?
Is it my AC/DC shirt?
I was so disappointed. I really wanted to believe. I gave them so much crap after that.
I do believe that a lot of it is something called cold reading, if you look that up on Wikipedia.
Well, that's kind of what she was kind
of... Cold reading is sort of what they do.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Where they throw out a bunch of different options, and then you fill in the blanks for them.
Right, exactly. That's what she was fishing, 100%.
You know, but if you believe
in... Let me leave you, yeah.
If you believe in or make some decisions based on, or at least let them... taint your decision a little bit.
And especially if they use asparagus.
Nope, you don't even have to have that. 818-955-KLOS. Who are they? What did they predict?
Yeah. How did they amaze you?
Right.
818-955-KLOS.
King Charles will retire next year, claims psychic who reads asparagus.
Can you say that again, please? The last part, the very last part?
Who reads asparagus.
She drops asparagus on
the
floor.
She kind of tosses it.
And then...
tosses it up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then however it lands, she looks at it and it tells her the future. So she supposedly said that the queen would pass away last week or whenever it happened.
After she spilled some asparagus?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, the asparagus told her.
That's pretty amazing.
So we're taking calls from people who don't believe in psychics this crazy, but maybe you do believe in a psychic some.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello. Hello?
I knew they weren't going to say anything. I just knew
it. Look at you. KLOS, hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. You believe in psychics?
Yes.
Why, what's something amazing one of them has told you that has come true?
That we're going to Universal?
Wow, they made you change sexes over the phone.
It's Satan. This is Satan.
Now,
we're not...
Hello, Lucifer is telephoning.
We're not giving those away right now. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello?
Hi. My girlfriend's mom had a birthday party, and everybody pitched in like $5 to have a psychic come in. And
right.
It was my turn, and I walked in the room.
Did she do anything that blew your mind?
Yeah, she told me, she goes, I can't read you. You have more powers than me.
Oh, that's pretty clever.
I can't read you. You have more powers than me.
Do you believe that at all? Like, maybe you kind of go, huh, all right. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody wants to believe that they have powers that are stronger than...
So maybe they find cynical people and they're like, oh, I can't
read
you.
Oh, I can't read you.
That's clever.
All right. That's very smart.
Maybe you do. You should set up shop.
Yeah, right?
How much do you charge?
Do you have any asparagus? 818-955-KLOS.
You are influenced by a psychic in any way. Listen, who are we to doubt a psychic who reads asparagus? You know? Right?
Yeah, you know, if it was a corn on the cob, I would be totally suspicious.
That would be ridiculous.
Asparagus, that makes sense.
Asparagus can be used this way.
Totally.
King Charles will retire next year, claims psychic who reads asparagus. So we're talking, not people who believe in this woman, but we are talking to people who believe, or your friends or family believe, and make decisions based on psychics.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, so the mom and my kids saw a psychic, and they told her she would meet a Brian. And according to her roommate, she went home and got on a dating app and just only swiped on Brian.
Really?
Really.
Wow, that could have never happened back in the day.
Is that your name?
No, my name is Jeremy.
Okay.
No, 2 months later, she stole my kids and moved to Florida, started a blind business.
With someone named Brian?
Yeah, with somebody named Brian.
Kidding. Wow. Wow. That's so cheating. That's helping her out. That's not fair.
Wow, that's rough.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear it, man.
Yeah. Wish me luck, man. I got a good attorney. We'll figure it out.
All right, good.
Don't get any attorneys named Brian.
They'll be on her side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You or somebody that you know believes at least partially in psychics.
Incoming transmission from my asparagus. You will be hearing some Rolling Stones soon.
King Charles will retire next year, claims psychic who reads asparagus. Now, we're not asking you if you believe in psychics who read asparagus.
What is that, a vegetable?
Do you believe in psychics?
Well, a little bit I do. My daughter and I just went to see one for the very first time not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately she said, you have a very, very, you've been through a lot of pain. And
right.
This started when you were about 15,
mm-hmm.
and was something very tragic. And she was absolutely correct, because when I was 15, my boyfriend actually killed himself.
Oh, whoa, my God.
Damn. So I think that's really weird, like that she would just know that. Like, I've never seen that lady before in my life.
This is where I do believe that there is something like that. I think that there is.
Like, there is some stuff that's unexplainable,
100%,
at the least.
Then there's realness to it. That's just where you start
Did
getting into.
Did she give you anything in the future that you could use?
Yeah.
Well, no, not in the, for the, in the future that I could use necessarily. I was actually awaiting bone cancer results, and she even told me that I have very serious medical condition going on at the moment, but that I would be okay. And it turned out I was.
Nice. Nice.
How about that?
Nice.
How much did she charge?
$30.
See?
Righteous bucks?
Yeah.
Here's my point.
Yeah.
If they're telling the future, it's worth more than $30. No?
She did it with tarot cards.
Right. Well, listen, just be careful going forward.
Was asparagus involved?
Yeah.
No asparagus.
Beets?
I think that's just weird.
Beets? carrots?
I'm with you, maybe corn.
No, there
corn,
you go.
All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Maize, if you won't. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I've got a story about a psychic.
Yes, please.
I had a dated a girl once from Grenada.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was 9 or 10 years old, she got hit by a bus and had an out-of-body experience.
Okay.
She said she looked down, saw her body laying on the table with her mother crying over top of her.
Okay.
And then about 20 years later, I was dating her. We were at the Orange County Fair, and she wanted to see a psychic. So we went to see this psychic. And the psychic held her hand for a little, closed her eyes, and says, "You died when you were young, didn't you?"
What?
And then the psychic says, "You were hit by something big." And that just freaked me out. Now I believe in psychics.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Again, I think there is something that gets around and whispers in people's ears. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then things. You ate a deep fried Twinkie
because you're at the fair.
Yeah,
no. Moved on
no,
with
I didn't.
Your life.
As a matter of fact, I didn't.
Wow, very, very intense. That's crazy. Yeah, right on, really, man. Thank really, you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Changed my mind.
I
can
see that. Yeah. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Talking about psychics. You or someone you know believes?
Yeah, man. Back in the day, like around 2000, I called one of those hotlines for a visionary.
Oh, right. I forgot about those. The 976 numbers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has happened since then, except for like up to four things. And the fourth one just recently happened. So now there's only three things left.
How many things did she predict?
408.
No, just a lot of life-changing things between me and family and meeting certain people. So about, I'd say about 12 things.
Did you hear the guy that called and said that his psychic told his wife that she was going to meet someone named Brian and was going to change his life, and then she went home and started swiping left on, or whatever, on Brian's?
Right, yeah.
Right, sorry.
I just heard that, yeah. And actually, what's the funny thing is, I kind of did the same thing because the person told me I was going to meet a woman with olive skin and long blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who you started looking for?
Recently, just through Instagram, out of nowhere, I started talking to a girl and, well.
Boom. Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, listen, you're giving her credit for that.
No, exactly.
It's September now. It's
but also, one very important thing. Do you remember when she said you were going to send Kevin and Slogo like $50? Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was like because I was blacked out drunk.
Let's get that done.
That's come true now.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
I don't think he said any money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no.
She said he would.
Yeah. Let's talk about the MyPillow guy.
Oh, my God. Must we?
I love him so much. And by love, I mean admire and worship. His name is Mike Lindell, he's the CEO of MyPillow. Somehow he got in good with President Trump at the time.
You know, the right kind of arse-kissing, and you can just, kind of insinuate yourself.
And he was maybe the loudest voice of saying, you know, other than the former president, saying that the election was rigged,
right,
that it was stolen, cybersecurity, all kinds of stuff. He just spews out nonsense.
Right.
He was in a fast food line.
Yes, he was.
And the FBI pulled up. Listen to this.
Cars pulled up in front of us. To the side of us and behind us, it turns out they were the FBI. He goes, We're taking your cell phone. We have a warrant for your cell phone.
He's just trying to get a famous star and fries.
Right?
And they're taking his cell phone away. That's just hilarious. I mean, terrible.
And by terrible, you mean hilarious. Yeah. We go to the Heineken 00 hotline.
What?
And talk to...
No.
Mike Lindell.
What?
The MyPillow CEO.
What's up?
Hey. How you guys doing? How you guys doing? Mike Lindell here.
We're great.
Founder of MyPillow.
Where'd you get a phone?
I'm borrowing it from a friend of mine because I don't know if you heard, they took my phone at Hardee's.
I heard something about that, yeah.
Why?
I'm minding my own business trying to get in there to get, you know, a big hot ham and cheese. And next thing you know, there's cars to the left of me, cars to the right of me. And they say, Mike Lindell's phone. We need Mike Lindell's phone. And I looked around and I said, oh, they must mean me because I'm Mike Lindell, founder of my pillow.
Well, now that you got a phone back, you should go get that free fries or pillowy biscuit they're offering.
Whatever it is they're offering. Yeah.
I don't have a phone, and it's making me crazy because I run five businesses off that phone. I need that phone. Everything I do is off that phone.
Right.
I run my hearing aids off that phone.
I've heard that, yeah. That's
what did you say?
What? I heard that you ran your hearing aids.
He can't hear you.
Off that phone.
Oh, louder.
Sorry, I can't hear you because I run my hearing aids off my phone, and the FBI took my phone.
They took your phone. Are they going to fight?
The FBI has been weaponized. I want you to know that. It's important to know that they've been weaponized.
Okay. How are they weaponized?
They're being used as a weapon against me because later on this week, I'm going to be dumping a whole load of evidence showing that Donald J. Trump is still the president of the United States.
Oh. This is what you've been saying nonstop since it happened.
Yeah, but this week, I mean it.
Can you just give us a hint now? One damn thing that we could... Like that, what about that Georgia where they let someone in, the people who are screwing around with the ballot machines? They actually have a video of those guys.
Clarify that for us, Mike.
Clear that
one up. Okay. That happened. That was okay that happened because JFK Jr. came back and he said it's okay to let him in because his father would want it that way. And so that's what they did that in that case because they were looking for Dominion because Dominion was shooting those votes up into the sky into a satellite and then was sending it down through DirecTV to my Sunday ticket package.
Well, that does make sense.
Well, that didn't make any sense to me. I was unable to follow that. Yeah.
Well, you need a pillow. Just lay your head on this pillow right here.
I see. Okay.
And that'll help. And then listen.
By the way, 50% discount at MyPillow.com right now if you put in the code FBI weaponized.
It is Friday. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Every Friday from 5 to 7 here on the Kevin and Sligo Show, we do our All Request Fest.
Yeah, we're getting a little started early. Rob Macy hit me up on Twitter, and he's like, hey, can you play Dream Police? You know, I have like 420 jobs.
Yes, you do. You
know, just to make ends meet and to make up. But he asked me on that other place if I could do it. And I'm like, no, but I could do it on KLOS this afternoon. And then someone named Marin was very excited to hear this song. Never heard of her?
No.
No, don't know who that is?
No.
Oh, well. Here you go, Rob and Marin. Judas Priest.
I'm sorry?
My mom used to say that was a naughty phrase when she was a kid. You would never say Judas Priest.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That is super weird. It's 95.5 KLOS. It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, can you play Dead on Time by Queen?
I can't see why
not. It's not a real popular song, but it's one of my favorites. I think it's one of the best songs.
I always like diving deep on the All Request Fest. Why the hell not? Yeah, who's this? Stereo.
Richard from Oceanside.
Richard from Oceanside. Dead on Time on KLOS. The Clash for Tammy in Hollywood, who says she's watching Stranger Things again. Fifth time she's gone through the entire series.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It is our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Hey, can you guys play a song by the one and only, the best musician, singer, songwriter, composer, director of all time, Sir Paul McCartney?
Which ditty? Which selection? Which number?
Venus and Mars. Rock show. Venus and Mars.
Color it done.
All right. That's what I mean.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's our All Request Fest that goes out from Rodney in Santa Monica.
You know, I don't believe that if anybody...
All right.
That, Rodney?
Song is Godhead.
It's amazing. It's teenage. I don't believe that if anybody had said back in the 60s that he was going to end up playing an NFL halftime, they would have believed.
Yeah, Ozzy, but, yeah. Yeah, no there question.
Is. Patient number 9 on KLOS. So good.
I don't know. Suddenly it's Grover.
It's Grover?
Yeah.
Is that Grover? Yeah. Is that who that is?
I got gray hair and I blue fur. Cookie Monster's an asshole.
Who wants to have plans on October 8th?
Oh, I do.
At the Hard Rock Hotel.
Cafe.
Cafe, sorry.
It is the KLOS Heidi and Frank 10th anniversary.
Not taint. It's 10th. It's their 10th.
It is Friday,
10th
man.
10th year anniversary.
It is freaking Friday. Wow.
To get in, you text the name Renee, R-E-N-E, to 68683.
And it's happening thanks to America's Best Car Buyer, GiveMeTheVIN.com. We're going to be showing up again tomorrow morning between 8 and 11, playing some really cool stuff and always being very entertaining. America's Best Car Buyer, GiveMeTheVIN.com. It is the All Request Fest. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, I got a request for you.
Let's hear it.
This ties into when you were dropping the letters out of a...
Yes.
Yeah. Ruin a band or a song name by dropping one letter, like Talking Heads drop the L becomes Taking Heads.
And Age Against the Machine is not my favorite band.
Perfect. I tried to get in, but I think I had the perfect one. It's band X. Take out the X, and what do you have?
Well done.
So, if you could play Los Angeles by... That would be great.
That is one you and I, Kevin, played when it was brand new on the radio back
in the
day.
Yes, we did. In the 1920s.
Who's that for?
This time it was for Joy Jackson.
Joy Jackson. Well done, you.
Folks, yeah. KLOS, hello.
Happy Friday, guys.
To you as well. It's our old request fest. What do you got?
Two. Van Halen, I'm the One, or AC/DC, Beating Around the Bush.
Nice. I like them both.
Well, you can play both of them if you like.
I was kind of thinking maybe that needs to happen.
Let's do that back to back.
You guys are awesome.
That is setting a dangerous precedent, playing two in a row for somebody, but I like them both.
They were two good choices.
Yeah, so well done you.
Right.
Yeah.
It is our old request fest on KLOS. We do it every Friday afternoon from 5 to 7.
We got another hour of this nonsense. If you want to call us, 818-955-KLOS, or you can hit us up at Kevin and Sluggo. It's one of those songs I just absolutely have to hear the very last bit of it when he's screaming, "Pot it up! Pot it up! Pot it up!" I love that.
That's what everybody thinks while we talk over songs as well.
I know, sorry.
It is our old request fest on KLOS. Hello.
Hello, I was wondering if I could request Motley Crue.
Okay, hold on. Check in with the judges. Can he request Motley Crue? Judge?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
It is the old request fest on KLOS. Hello.
Good afternoon, boys.
How you doing?
It is our old request fest. What can we do for you?
After this work week, I think I need one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Hell yeah.
I don't usually like story songs, but I've always appreciated that one from George.
Because you like all three as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm going to have several of those tonight, in matter of fact, and tomorrow night and the next
sure.
week. Yeah.
It is our old request fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, love you guys.
Thank you.
Well, how about a song from Metallica that rarely gets played?
All right, which one?
Until It Sleeps.
Wrapping up the ARF, the All Request Fest with Mr. Jimi Hendrix on 95.5 KLOS. And by the way, it's brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. And man, you go for some more of those, like right this
second. Yeah, no kidding.
Could you go grab me some more, please,
yeah,
sir?
Sure.
Thank you. Thanks.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In one American dollar, the category was the biggest grossing movies of 1970s.
Right.
And without massive clues, I didn't get Star Wars or Jaws.
Well, you know, they didn't do it. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that.
A psychic predicts that King Charles will retire next year. She found out the future by reading asparagus.
She drops asparagus. She can tell the future.
And the MyPillow CEO, Mike Lindell, got his phone taken from him and lined at Hardee's.
And he didn't even get a large fry with that.
He did not.
All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday.
And one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
It is Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort.
Yeah.
We have 4 one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure Park for Halloween time. We will take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. We'll get back to your request in a second. But first, we are going to give away these tickets to caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
Who is this?
My name's Christine Garcia.
Christine, you are caller 13.
Caller 13!
Yes!
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Oh, my goodness!
You got 4.
Oh, yeah!
You got
awesome!
You got 4 one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure. All right, okay. Thank you.
Yes! Awesome!
We're very happy you guys won. Congratulations.
Oh, hell yeah! Awesome! You guys are badass, man. Hell yeah.
I wonder if they're going to be playing a lot of loud music like that at the 10th anniversary bash.
for Heidi and Frank on KLOS. Probably not.
I would think so.
I wouldn't think so. I think it'd be nice.
I would think it would be a good party.
Calm, and it's going to be on October 8th. And if you want to go, what's the word?
Kevin? Funny. The word is funny.
Funny.
Text that to 68683. Funny, F-U-N-N-Y, to 68683.
Right this second. Gimme Five. It was on this day in rock in 1963 with an album that had five songs with the word surf in the title. Was released. It was the Beach Boys' third album, and it was on this day in rock in 1963 when they released Surfer Girl. Boston's sophomore album, Don't Look Back, hit number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1978. Their self-titled debut album had sold 17 million copies, but never did hit number one. It was on this day in rock in 2006 when Bob Dylan became the oldest person to top Billboard's album charts with his album Modern Times. He was 65 years old.